While they're coming up, I'd like to mention one thing that goes along with what Debbie was saying. You are truly, even if you don't think about it, the community of saints around members of this church. You encourage and you help these people and other people in their faith walk as you were helped yourself. I believe our youth are now going to be here for a ministry minute. Is that correct?
Crikey. I'm here today looking for a pie-eating lizard. I can't find him anywhere. I heard he's here in Warsaw because there's a pie auction next Sunday. I figured he'd be here because he's a pie-eating lizard and there's pies. So, you know. What's that? The blue-looking fur. Do you see him? Oh, oh. Whew, that's pretty scary. I heard this pie auction is next Sunday after church at 11:15 a.m. I need your help finding him for me. Do you think you can do that? I can't hear you. A little louder. Okay, okay. I'll count on it. Be there. Good day, mates.
Boy, I tell you, his mother comes out of him more and more, doesn't she? Weston?
Man, that Paul's right, isn't he? You know, there are many great organizations and charities, not only in but outside of our church. There's the Gideons, the Church Scholarship Fund, the Benton County Cancer Fund, and the Shriners Children's Hospital, just to name a few. Our church is very fortunate to have a youth director like Jamie Dirks. Jamie is one of those teachers that can have fun and joke around with the youth, but when she gets serious, they do too. She doesn't believe in raising money to build up a big balance in the youth fund. She knows that it's the activities and experiences that the money is used for that help our youth grow in their Christian faith. One of my biggest concerns is in these tough economic times, we will forget how important our youth are and how tough it is to be their age these days trying to find and walk along a Christian path. Last year, the Thanksgiving dinner and pie auction raised over $6,500, and after their tithe to the church, they had around $5,800 left. The biggest portion of the money that you gave through the pie auction last year went to pay for the youth mission trip to Oklahoma, where I saw our youth doing God's work and helping God's people that needed a hand. Our youth group was the biggest group, and we came from one of the smallest communities. That should say something about our leaders and youth. Amen. They kind of get stingy with the amens when you're talking, but they, you know. No. The money that was left was used in various activities throughout the year. The kids went to WOW, Rock the Light, the Junior High Mystery Day, and the Senior High Mystery Weekend, where we traveled to Chicago, and on the way back through St. Louis, went through Rock the River. The youth depend on your help, not only with lots of people buying the pies at the auction, but making the pies, and if you can't make a pie, maybe just pick up a box of Oreos. You might be surprised how much they'll go for.